the importance of hearing the Lord before you die. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 346, titled, The Importance of Hearing the Lord Before You Die. I'm here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dear friends, in the Bible, a commandment came forth from God, hear ye him. He spoke of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. If you are not sure what will happen to you after you die, why don't you listen on and see what Jesus Christ said will happen? If you reject Jesus Christ, you will be judged one day by his word. So hear ye him. Jesus Christ said in John 12, verses 47 and 48, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So, dear friends, if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will die in your sins. Hear ye him. Jesus Christ said in John 8:24 in the Word of God, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Hear ye him. The Holy Bible says also in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus Christ said, you will not get to heaven without him. There is no other way. Hear ye him. Jesus Christ said in St. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you do not believe on Jesus Christ, you are already condemned to a burning hell. Hear ye him. Hear the Lord. The importance of hearing the Lord before you die. Jesus Christ said in John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If you are lost, you need to be saved from the wrath of God. Hear ye him. Hear the Lord. Listen to the Lord before you die. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:11, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Romans 10:3 says, for they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. You need God's righteousness. Without it, you will go to hell. At this moment, you can receive God's righteousness. Hear ye him, hear the Lord, before you die. John 1:12 states, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hear the Lord before you die. The words Jesus spoke stand sure, today, tomorrow, forever. Hear ye him. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Do you realize that the first half of this verse is proved as a fact each time someone dies? It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. It is also a fact that one day you too will die, and you can also be sure that you will be judged by the word Jesus spoke. What is your choice? Do you choose to reject Jesus Christ? Hear ye him, hear the Lord, before you die. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. John 3:36b says, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Do you choose to accept Jesus as your Savior today? Hear ye him. The importance of hearing the Lord before you die. Jesus Christ said in John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. 1 John 5:12 says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So, dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior with all of your heart, so that you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer, and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your 10 commandments. For I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after people and things before, I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents, I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, and was buried and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old life, my evil life, and to follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name I pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel pamphlet or tract this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Tract League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online. You can order copies of this tract or this pamphlet online at fellowshiptractleague.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.